Time once again for the A Moment of Science Big and Bad file. This is where we answer your questions on anything that sets a science record, like farthest planet or meanest predator. Kids especially like this stuff.
The Big and Bad file, please. Dear Moment of Science, what's the biggest animal?
Do you think the listener really means biggest animal or biggest living thing?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
I ask because the biggest living thing is not, in fact, an animal at all. It's a plant. The quaking aspen holds the record.
Quaking aspen? Isn't that a tree?
It's actually a whole bunch of trees.
But that's cheating. The listener asked for the largest single living thing. You can't claim a whole forest.
Actually, in some instances you can. The quaking aspen sends out underground shoots that reemerge elsewhere as new trunks. Quaking aspen groves have been measured at 200 acres wide, almost 7,000 tons worth of aspen, all from the same plant. That makes the quaking aspen grove the largest living organism on Earth.
But if the connections are underground, how do we know any of this is true?
By taking genetic samples from a grove of trees, you can determine which are from shoots of the same underground root system and which are separate trees. Sorry, but nothing else comes close, either in mass or area, to the quaking aspen.
Okay. So what's the largest animal, then?
Next time.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the American Society of Plant Biologists.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from George Hudock in biology. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.